If you're like us, finding a place to eat is never an easy thing to do. Whether we're in Levittown, Floral Park, New York, or traveling, I always find myself wishing I had a trusted friend I could call to tell me where to eat. The infatuation is that friend. The infatuation helps you find the right restaurant for any situation. Need a place for a first date? Trying to find a spot for your birthday that you don't want to celebrate, except you also kind of do? Maybe you're trying to find something healthy, whether it's keto, paleo, whatever. The infatuation has you covered in all of those situations and many, many more. So if you ever need a place to find a place to eat, but don't want to read through thousands of unreliable crowdsourced reviews, hit up theinfatuation.com or download their free app for iOS and Android to search thousands of restaurant reviews and guides in 22 major cities around the world. Or let the infatuation do the work for you by sending a text to 64560. A real person will respond and help you find a restaurant that's perfect for whatever situation you find yourself in.
What's up, guys?
We're live.
Episode 28 of Mondays with Mike and Marty.
28.
That's what's up. I'm going live on Facebook right now. Here we go. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Sail Away Coffee. The best coffee.
Oh, the best.
Only the best. Make sure you use key code KETOMM for 10% off your order on sailawaycoffee.com. That is KETOMM. You'll see that in the show notes. We're also brought to you by Tonic CBD. The best place to get your CBD, handcrafted, botanical blends for your mind, body, and soul. Thanks, Brittany and Eric. Guys are the bomb. Doing good shit up there.
Oh, yeah.
Keep it up. And No Matter What Apparel. Dope Threads. And one of our newest sponsors to the show. And we're stoked that they're part of our family.
Absolutely.
And we're stoked to be part of theirs. So, thank you guys. And don't forget, we have merch available. People. Go buy a t-shirt.
Represent
our podcast. Because you'll be dope when you're on the street rocking an avocado shirt that says Mondays with Mike and Marty.
Hell yeah.
And you go to teespring.com/stores/MWMM. And that'll be in the show notes also. So you can just click on that link and go there and buy one. On that note, we're going live. So let's do this. Let's do this.
What is up?
Here we are. Din din din. Din 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 din.
Let's
do this. Sick. Okay. Let's share this out. We got our new setup tonight again, which I think is pretty dope.
Not bad, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it works out well. And we are live. Paste. Boom.
Gamers. Cannot wait to crack this Sally open.
Oh yeah. It's gonna be a good crack, I feel. Like you're
I think I'm getting it down to like a science.
You are.
Yeah.
You are. What's up, people?
So a couple rants tonight.
Yeah. Couple.
Couple rants tonight.
I have two specific rants tonight.
You do?
I do.
You do.
They're good ones too.
Oh, they're gonna be very good.
So if you guys let's plug in right there, go. I don't want my Mac to die. That'd be bad.
No. Mid podcast.
Yeah, that would suck. Sell it. We'll do one more. And sorry, Mike. Sorry for all you listeners. Ooh. Boom. There it is.
Cheers.
Cheers, buddy. What's up, Nadine? Welcome to the podcast.
Nadine.
Kim's not joining us tonight, apparently. But hey, Kim.
Hey, Kim. Tradition.
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 Hey, can't Kim. Break tradition.
No.
Can't break tradition on the podcast.
So I had a cheat meal on Saturday.
Did you? What'd you eat?
Well, it was my version of a cheat meal.
Okay.
So I had chicken parm.
Okay.
What's the lemon chicken called?
Chicken franchise.
With the capers and
yep. chicken.
That was amazing.
Awesome.
What else did I have?
I'm already kind
of eggplant roll eggplant rollatini.
Mmm. Not a big fan of the eggplant, but okay.
I really only like it when it's rollatini style.
Okay.
I won't sit and eat like eggplant.
Okay.
I like eggplant rollatini or like eggplant parm I'll do.
Mmm.
I also did some potatoes.
Oh.
There was pasta and bread. I've noticed that my taste for it went away.
Okay.
Like even on a cheat meal, like yeah. I just had no desire for pasta.
That makes sense.
I just didn't want it.
I mean,
even with a cheat meal, I was
when's
like,
"When's the last time you actually had real pasta?"
Last month.
Okay.
My cousin's so it's been wedding. A month. Remember my cousin's wedding?
Yes.
That I went to in Jersey. Yeah. I had some pasta.
You had some pizza too.
I did have some pizza, but the pasta wasn't worth it. Not that it wasn't good pasta. It was just I actually genuinely like a Capello's almond flour pasta better than regular pasta.
You've grown accustomed
yeah.
to...
Like, even when I tried the regular pasta, I was kind of just like...
Mm-hmm. I actually overheard a bunch of people today, this last week at work, that they were saying that they needed to start buying, like, gluten-free pasta or, like substitutes and stuff. So I was
yeah.
like, go check out No Foods. They
no
have
foods
really good
pasta.
And I said Capello's.
Capello's.
Too.
Capello's is more closely related to, like, real pasta.
Is it?
Yeah.
I never had it.
Like, if you put that in a bowl with red sauce and, like, gave it to anybody you know, they would not question it.
Interesting.
That's how...
I'm going to have to try it.
That's how close it is.
And what's the, like, the ingredients in it?
I get the fettuccine one.
Okay.
They have a gnocchi, which uses, like, potato flakes, and it's a little higher carb, still super clean, still paleo, still everything. So, hey, Aunt Laura.
Hey, Laura.
So, the ingredients for the fettuccine... Almond flour,
okay.
Cage-free eggs,
okay.
Tapioca, sea salt, xanthan gum.
That's
it.
That sounds great.
It cooks in 90 seconds.
I
thought it was a marketing ploy the first time I did
that's
it, so
really
I was
great.
Like, yeah, bullshit. And I cooked it, like, I don't know, whatever time it said to cook regular pasta online.
Yeah.
And I completely fucked it up.
Mm.
Had to throw it out. Couldn't
that
eat it.
Sucks.
So
right.
90 seconds. It's like a quick like plunge.
Yeah.
90 seconds. Literally 90 seconds. Maybe 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's it. Done. You drain it. Throw it in with some sauce.
Interesting.
It's delicious.
Interesting.
Doesn't bloat me.
Always good.
Doesn't make me feel like shit after.
Even better.
And which leads me to believe that it doesn't spike my blood sugar. Which it shouldn't.
Well, I mean, with those ingredients, it should.
No, I haven't
those
tested
it. Those are pretty
it.
Clean.
I haven't tested it yet, but I do plan on testing it. So.
Good.
But it was, cheat meal was good. We went to my cousin's birthday party.
Awesome. Happy birthday, cousin.
Yeah, she also got engaged that day.
Whoa,
yeah.
Congratulations.
So, yeah.
Birthday.
Again, congratulations to Helene if she's watching.
That's awesome.
That's my Aunt Laura's daughter.
Congratulations, Aunt Laura.
So that's awesome.
That's
big news. That was a lot of fun. They did this thing. It was called a reverse surprise party.
Cool.
So it was like, we threw like a party, which like she knew was happening for her birthday.
Right.
But she didn't know that many people were coming. Because like when we do family things, it's like, yeah, we have like a lot. Or like all of us cousins and stuff.
Yeah.
But like all her friends started showing up. Or her boyfriend's friends started showing up. Her boyfriend's family. And she had no idea. She thought it was just a fucking party.
Yeah. She's like, wow, that's really big for my birthday.
Yeah, and then he did the proposal like
wow.
that day with the birthday party. It was fucking cool.
That's awesome.
It was cool. I'm happy for them.
So now
so,
you got another wedding coming.
Another congrats. Yeah, that's gonna be a fun wedding too.
Dope.
That's gonna be really cool. So yeah, that's when I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna eat whatever I want
fuck
today.
Yeah.
Because I was like, they had the food catered. I forget where it was from, but every time they had the food catered from the same place they had the food catered from the wedding.
Okay.
So I'm like, dude, this food is fucking awesome. So I was like, I know like.
You know
like
what you
told
yourself
me it was
into.
The same place.
You know
what
you're getting yourself into.
And I was like, this food's awesome. I was like, I'm eating it again.
Well, you did text me. You're like, do I keep it clean or do I have a cheat meal?
I was curious. Yeah, I was like, what do I do? And I was like, yeah,
fuck it. Live your life.
Yeah, it was good though. It was worth it.
Good.
It was worth it.
Good. I did. I kind of had a little cheat.
Okay.
Sort of. I went higher carb. My wife makes this really delicious potato leek soup, and we get our CSA every week, so we get fresh vegetables and fresh produce from a farm out east. And this week they gave us leeks and potatoes, and it's a fall, and she loves making it, and it's fucking awesome when she makes it. So I had like two big fucking bowls of that.
Yeah, and soup is my favorite, dude.
She fried some of the leeks too before, so you just threw it on top as like a little topping. But then I threw some like cheddar cheese on top, and it kind of melted and it's fucking. Add a little extra fat to it.
Yeah,
needs a little salt, but nothing like you know.
Pink Himalayan on top.
Yeah, mix it in real nice. And then I had some treats at night. You know, I was like, fuck it, whatever. And what's funny is that I actually weighed myself Saturday morning. I think it was. Was it Saturday morning? No, because then Saturday. I like fasted until like 7:30 just because I was fucking super busy just doing a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
And I had some more treats at night, whatever. And I went up weighing myself yesterday and I was like the lowest I've been since like fucking August.
Okay.
And I was like,
that works.
Okay. I was like, I'm not mad at this right now. I was like, I just kind of enjoyed myself this weekend and I lost a bunch of weight. I also burned like fucking 3,000 calories on Saturday, so.
Oh, yeah, so I mean, that kind of equals out a little bit.
Yeah, that'll do it. Saturday? Friday? I don't remember what fucking day it was, but. Yeah. I don't know. But, yeah, I wound up losing a bunch of weight, so I was fucking happy about it. I'm not going to be angry for eating carbs and losing weight. I don't know. Who would have thought? Carbs can be good sometimes, guys. Yeah, you heard it here first.
Yeah, you heard it. We ain't lying.
No.
I've been cycling in some carbs too, I told you.
Yeah.
You know? Sometimes you have to cycle it, man. Your body gets used to a certain thing. Like, my body was getting so fucked up from just like the amount of healthy fats I was eating. Okay. Granted, they're healthy fats, but I have a digestion and kind of like stomach sensitivity anyway.
I get it.
So the fats, I mean, they're hard. They're not hard to break down. But for someone who can't digest properly, they're tough to break down. They're very dense, nutrient and calorically. And I was so bloated.
And now so that you've been mixing in carbs, do you feel less bloated?
I've been doing it for the first week.
Okay.
I said, you know what? Let me try to mix in some carbs. Not high carb, 100, 120 net. Clean carbs, almond flour, cassava, things like that. Really the only two.
Vegetables.
Vegetable, a little bit more like tomatoes, some carrots maybe.
Nice.
You know, things that, vegetables I usually don't do on keto.
Right.
Third day, my bloating went away and I got leaner. My stomach tightened up.
Hmm.
So then, I think I might try to do a month on, a month off. Like a month paleo, a month keto. A month paleo, a month keto. How it works. I'll test it out. I'll see how it works.
Because
it's good to go back and forth for some people. You know, some people can go straight keto the whole time and be good.
Yeah, I mean, I tend to go. I try to factor in at least 2 days a week to have carbs.
Yeah.
If I have them, so be it. If I don't, so be it.
And they're still good for me too because these carbs are not ones that spike my blood sugar.
Right.
So I can still feel good after eating them.
I mean, that's the thing, is that when I go off and have more carbs, I don't always choose good carbs, you know?
Just still, fucking, still like, yeah.
Whatever.
And I also found out why my stomach, I have this thing.
Okay.
My stomach sticks out.
Okay.
It fucking drives me nuts. I have abs.
Right.
My stomach's hard. It's muscle.
Yeah.
But it sticks out.
You have distended stomach. Not a lot,
but enough to do it. It literally drives me fucking nuts. And I found out why. So it's called anterior pelvic tilt.
I've heard of it.
It's apparently very common.
I've heard it. Yeah.
So it's when I believe your hip flexors, your hip flexors, your glutes, and like the surrounding muscles are tight.
Yoga, bro.
That's what I want to start doing because I want to
start doing fucking
things.
Yoga.
One, so it helps maybe pull my stomach back a little bit. And two, because tight hip flexors and glutes can cause way more issues later on in
they
life.
They fuck your back up big time.
So I think I think they're gonna correct my back. I think they're gonna correct, you know, my trunk area.
Yeah.
But it makes sense. Martial arts my whole life, repetitive kicking, my hip flexors.
That's a lot of stress on that.
Yeah, my hip flexors and my glutes are very tight. So apparently it's very common.
Yeah, I've
definitely
heard of it.
So I feel a little bit better. I mean, I feel a lot better, granted, that I'm not bloated.
Start doing yoga, dude.
So that's actually that was the spark that I learned. I learned it today. So that was the spark to where now I'm absolutely, 100% going to start doing yoga because I want to correct that.
Well, today was day 17 of my 30 days of yoga.
Okay.
And I've been doing 17 days straight. I feel fucking awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to start it up.
If you guys have never done yoga and you have really tight hamstrings or quads or back, I highly, highly suggest to start doing some yoga. Because my back feels great.
Yeah.
My knees feel great. Like, I'm not hurting. Like I said, I did some stretching at work, in my cube and stuff, and just trying to do some squats. And usually my hips get really tight, and I feel a pain either in my right hip or my left hip. And I was just trying to do some deep squats and felt great.
That's one of my favorite stretches.
Which made me think.
You do a deep squat and you hold it.
Which made me think, I'm like, when I start going back to lifting, because I'm going to try and do, so I was telling you before that, I'm going to do 30 days straight of yoga and nothing but yoga for 20 to 40 minutes every single morning, afternoon. Next month, I'm going to do 4 days of yoga and 3 days of just body weight strength.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start building up some of my strength again. And then I'm going to, so what does that take me? It's the middle of November-ish, maybe?
About that.
Right? Yeah. Because I'll be done with yoga 2 more weeks is my 30 days is up. So then take me to the middle of November. And then middle of November, I think I'm going to start trying to mix in the gym again.
Okay.
2 days a week, and then the other days I'll do yoga. And then slowly kind of mixing things up a little bit to try and, because my mobility has always sucked. My mobility too. And my flexibility has sucked so bad my entire life. I'd say up until a few years ago, bending over and touching my toes was a fucking It's
a lot of people can't do that.
No, it's terrible. So I'm hoping that it does a trick.
That should be good.
We'll see. So far, it's been working.
Yeah.
But yoga, man. Start doing that shit.
I'm going to start tomorrow morning, actually.
But,
tomorrow. I'm training at my martial arts place at 10.
Aren't you getting your tattoo tomorrow?
I am.
Sick.
I'm excited. My tattoo artist is going to send me a picture of it tonight.
Nice.
I'm actually getting 2.
Okay.
While we have this stuff out. So I'm getting my entire stomach done.
Yeah.
That's going to suck. And then I'm getting Amity Affliction.
Yep.
Their new album with the black heart balloon.
Sick.
And it says Misery underneath it. Yeah. I'm going to get that too. All
right. Where are you getting that?
We were thinking somewhere on this arm that has some more open space, but there's really not.
Get it right underneath, maybe?
There's really nowhere else we could fit it. It's only
gonna be are you getting it big, or are you going to get a little small. Little small guy?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's just more because it means something to me type of thing.
That's fair.
I don't need it big. But yeah, that's going to be fun.
Sick.
My whole stomach will be tattooed tomorrow.
Wow.
Shit. Good thing we can break this one up. The thigh ones were 7 hours straight.
You're doing your stomach?
We'll do an outline.
Okay.
Then I'll go back for the shading. All right. Then I'll go back for the color.
I don't know why I thought.
Yeah, we're going to break it up into sessions.
Good.
The stomach's rough.
That's going to hurt.
I'm not going to want to sit for that long.
No.
For that one.
That's going to hurt.
Yeah,
that's gonna hurt.
But I'm excited. I'm psyched to see the picture he's gonna send me. It's gonna be a traditional, it's gonna be a geisha type. Really nice. I think he's gonna throw a little new school twist on it. So it's gonna be cool.
Sick.
Yeah, I'm stoked for it.
So speaking of the gym,
yes.
I went to go freeze my membership.
Oh, here
today.
All
right. This is rant number one.
This is rant number one. We're getting right into it now.
So because I haven't been to the gym since July-ish, I figured, let me try and freeze my membership since I'm not going to go back for another 2 months-ish. You know, I was fucking save myself $50. Whatever, you know? And not that it's a huge amount of money, but whatever.
It's up.
So I went on the website and I was just looking, and
the gym that I go to is says that you can't freeze your membership, and if you're planning on staying away for a while, they suggest you cancel your membership. So I'm like, fair enough.
Okay.
So I was like, how do I cancel my membership? You have to write a fucking letter to cancel your membership. Letter? Just says you need to
like a letter write a saying, letter. Hi, I need to cancel.
I need to cancel my membership, and you need to send it in to a certain address that they have.
Okay.
Which brings me to my next thing, is that it's not the first time that I've had to do this for a gym to cancel a membership. I've had to do it for New York Sports Club. I've had to do it for LA Fitness.
Okay.
I think Export.
You can't just go in and cancel?
No, you can't. You need to write an actual letter to the gym saying you were canceling your membership. You can't go and be like, hey, I don't want to come here anymore.
See, yeah, that's strange.
It's so fucking annoying.
When I used to manage a gym, the policy was you could either come in,
right,
fill out a cancellation form, or send a cert. You have to get a letter, and you have to get it certified.
See, that doesn't make sense.
And get a return receipt.
Why do you need a fucking letter to cancel your gym membership?
Coming into the gym makes sense.
Right, you should be able to just go into the gym, yeah, and be like, look, I want to cancel my membership.
Over the phone, I understand why. Because, like, if you have a pissed off ex or something like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, they could call and be like, yo, I want to cancel this membership. And they could cancel all your shit.
Well, I feel like with that, it should be like, you should have to, like, verify a bunch of fucking information.
Yeah, exactly. You verify your information. That would make sense. Even the letter, though. Like...
Yeah, what if your crazy ex fucking sent a letter to the gym? Be like, hey,
writes your address on it, writes a letter, signs it your name. Like, my name, I just put an M and A, and the A goes through.
Yeah,
like
anybody, I just do a fucking chicken scratch on mine.
So it's like, going into the gym,
it makes no fucking sense.
And even the letter policy, where I was managing the gym, the letter policy was only if you moved out of state.
Right.
Or more than 25 miles away.
I'm going
to
try and go
in. If you move more than 25 miles away, obviously you're not going to be driving all the way there to the gym to cancel.
Right.
So then, yes, you could send a certified...
Yeah, what happens if I wasn't living in the state anymore and, like...
You
I
should
just
be
send
able to
fucking,
go in and
cancel.
Cancel.
Yeah.
100%.
Ridiculous. That's gym policies. Change your shit, man.
Yeah.
Change your fucking shit.
That's very strange.
You're idiots with your cancellation policies.
Yeah.
I hate it. Makes no sense to me. All right. Rant number two.
Let's do it.
All right. So the other day, I'm sitting in, I was sitting in Starbucks.
Okay.
I was drinking my coffee. Well, I just got my coffee.
Okay.
Okay. And there's obviously, and I got like a venti, like Americano, and you know.
That's what I get.
It was fucking really delicious. Obviously, there is a little note on the top that says, caution, contents are hot.
Yes.
Obviously, this is my fault. Okay, I'll put that out there.
Okay.
Obviously, this is my fault.
This is Marty's fault. We're gonna, okay.
But if you're going to take a sip,
right,
of your coffee that they just handed to you, that you sit down, and you know that it's hot in there, and
yes,
you go to take a sip, and you burn your mouth, there should be like a little alert that goes off because, hey, asshole, the contents are actually really
hot.
Fucking hot. So I feel like coffee places should have like, I don't know, The cups
like
should have like
have sensors.
Yeah, like a sensor on the lid.
Okay.
That's like, this is really hot.
Like maybe like it could like be on a timer.
Yeah.
Like find out
like,
how long it takes about.
Or like a little
temperature
gauge
thing.
Maybe it's like, hey, it's okay
once
to drink
the coffee's
now.
Coffee's at an appropriate temperature.
Yeah. Instead of like,
you know what?
You know, jumping the gun.
That's
being like, you know what? I really just want to drink this right now, and then you're like, fuck, I can't taste anything for the next 3 days.
Could
have just burnt the fuck out of my tongue.
It's the worst. Burn your tongue and your roof of your mouth.
I'm not blaming anybody besides me for this.
But it is amazing.
I just think it's fucking... I think it's something that coffee places should think of. And
I think it's
there should
idea.
Be like a little like sensor or something on the top.
I think that's Mondays with Mike and Marty's new business plan.
Yeah. I think we're going to create lids
that's not a bad,
that say, hey,
hey,
asshole,
hey,
you're about to burn your mouth.
Have fun.
Have fun.
Dick.
And it's just like, you're really gonna do it.
I don't do that.
Are you gonna really burn?
I don't wait.
It's like
I
want to drink my coffee. I want to drink my coffee right away.
I'm not waiting. If I have a coffee in my hand, I'm not waiting.
No.
And I always burn my tongue. That's why, honestly, that's one of the reasons I stopped drinking hot coffee.
Well, that's why we drink Sail Away.
Sail Away cold brew. Never burns my tongue.
No, I've never burned my tongue on this.
No.
It's just gotten cold and delicious, and yeah. It tastes great. Did you get another tattoo?
No. Black ink on my tattoos sometimes randomly graze a little bit and get itchy.
Okay.
So I'm like, right now.
Interesting. All right. So
into the topic we go.
Into the topic we go.
The topic's kind of a rant, too, in a way.
In a way.
So, yes. Being healthy and losing weight. They're not one and the same.
Nope. They're not. In the least bit.
No.
Because
you can lose weight without being healthy.
Correct.
But you can't be healthy without losing weight.
Correct.
That's what I'm trying to tell people when they're like, oh, hey, Mike, I want to lose weight. I'm like, I get it, but
what are you eating?
You should want to be healthy.
Right.
And if you focus on being healthy, the weight's going to come off anyway.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, but you can do the other way around. You can lose weight in an unhealthy way.
Very.
Actually, there's many ways you can lose weight in an unhealthy way.
I mean, well,
I know a lot of people, even especially like sports people, like fighters, wrestlers, like,
if you're trying to, that's weight cutting.
Yeah.
And that's just like extremely unhealthy the way they do it. They're like fucking corpses by the time they step on the scale.
But like, a lot of people, they're like, hey, you know what? I want to lose 30 pounds in a month.
It's like, all right, well, you're going to do it in a really unhealthy way then.
Yeah, which is like, it's not.
Unless you're like really heavy and you have a lot of weight to lose, then there's a good chance you're going to lose 30 pounds in a month, you know.
But if you're not, like, if you don't have, that's the other thing too, it's like, I can't stand, like, I've been trying to get people off of the obsession of weight.
Well, it's about,
I understand people's focus on it, but at the same time, what you weigh,
that's something though you can never change with people.
Some people, yes. Most people, definitely.
Right. I'd say there's like a 90-10 chance of like the other 10% of the people that you
can change. I've had some success, but a lot of times it's always in the back of your mind.
Correct.
Because we're brought up that way.
Right.
But it's also at the same time, it's like people have to realize how much you weigh is not an indicator of your success or your health.
Correct.
Because I know people who have lost 50 pounds, they're still not healthy. And they still feel like shit.
Yeah. Well,
so it's like, yeah, you lost 50 pounds.
What are they doing to lose 50 pounds?
Exactly.
What
they do? They're doing it in an unhealthy way.
Correct.
So it's, you know, those are the people, the keto people online that are eating bacon and butter and
they're losing
keto,
all this weight.
Keto
and they're
Taco
like,
Bell and keto McDonald's and they're, it's okay, great. You're like, you're losing weight, but like,
you're not really doing
it
that great.
Do that? Because at the end of the day, you know, they get a Big Mac and take the bun off and call it keto McDonald's.
Right.
But the bun is the last thing that's... The bun is not what's unhealthy in McDonald's.
Correct.
Let's face it.
McDonald's is unhealthy.
McDonald's, the stuff in between...
You can get McDonald's as like, if you're in a fucking pinch and you're eating keto and you're like,
in a pinch?
I've done it many times. And I'm like...
Taco Bell is probably the easiest, actually.
Well, Taco Bell is actually... It was last year or this year that they were rated the healthiest fast food restaurant.
I believe it.
Because,
at least you can make your own little bowl.
Yeah, their cow bowls are actually really good.
They're not that far off.
For like fucking $8 to get a big bowl of fucking meat and lettuce
Especially in a pinch.
Yeah. There's definitely
Taco Bell is definitely one of the best.
Yes.
I used to eat Crunchwrap Supremes.
Dude. Cheese Gordita Crunches.
I want to do that one day.
Have Taco Bell?
Like a real fucking dirty cheat meal.
You let me
Taco
know.
Bell.
You let me know.
Yeah.
I will fuck with Taco Bell.
I also want to get like a cheat meal that I've been kind of actually craving. It's like a deli hero.
Ooh.
Like an Italian meat and cheese sandwich with like the lettuce. Dude, I used to love those.
I could go for a, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, A&S.
Yeah,
A&S Bagels has a sandwich called the Greg Special.
Yeah, that's right.
It's chicken cutlet, breaded chicken cutlet, with bacon, pepper jack cheese, and Russian dressing. But the key to a good Greg special, people, if you get it, is that you can't get it on a roll, you can't get it on a wrap. You got to get it on a bagel twist.
Bagel twist.
A bagel twist, because it's a long bagel, and it's like a sandwich, and it makes the sandwich.
Okay.
So if you ever go to A&S, people, on a since they're open 24/7,
they are open 24/7.
It's after the bar, and you go to A&S, get that's Greg's
best.
Special.
That's the best.
I remember those days. Those were good times.
Yeah, they were.
Mm-hmm.
Eileen. Hey guys, meet my daughter Christine.
Hey Christine.
Hi Christine.
Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome, welcome. So yeah, just remember that there's a big difference between being healthy and losing weight, and you can absolutely achieve both of them.
Right.
You know, you can be healthy and lose weight.
Well, that's a kind of like what you were touching on with the McDonald's thing, is that a lot of people that do keto, especially in the beginning,
yeah,
you know, I'm guilty of it, is that they base the whole thing on, like, just eating bacon and just eating hot dogs and just, you know, eating, like,
yeah,
unhealthy fats.
Yeah.
Granted, you're eating very low carb.
True.
And you're eating very high fat,
yeah,
and moderate protein, which is basically what you should be doing on a ketogenic way of eating. But eating bacon and hot dogs and, like, all those unhealthy, like, fats isn't a healthy way of losing weight.
Yeah. And you want to feel good, too. Like, you know.
Right.
Yeah, losing weight is great, but, like, nothing beats feeling good. When,
yeah,
you wake up and you feel good and you feel healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you feel your energy, your focus.
Yeah.
Nothing beats that.
No.
In my opinion, nothing
beats that. I'm totally on board with that.
You know?
Totally on board with that. But that's what a lot of people base the ketogenic lifestyle.
Yeah.
Is that they, when they first hear it, they're like, I can eat all the bacon I want. And technically, you can.
Yeah.
You can. But it's not good for you.
No.
And I still eat a fuck ton of bacon. Don't get me wrong. Because bacon is the best.
It
and
is the best.
Nothing matches bacon. Yeah. But did I eat it more in the beginning? 100%.
Yeah.
I ate a lot of bacon.
And you
I ate a lot of. Yeah. And like, I was learning on the fly. I'm like,
yeah.
But I learned probably maybe 6 months into it that, like, I need to start eating more healthy oils. I need to start eating more avocados.
Yeah.
And start eating more eggs, you know, like eating more healthier fats.
Yeah, exactly.
And rather than all those other things. And don't get me wrong, I still fucking eat those other things,
mm-hmm,
but there's a lot less of them in my diet.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's
good though. You know, you learn as you go. That's everybody. I learned as I went, dude.
Yes. There wasn't this much information out there at the time either.
Not even close.
That was good. That was good. Sail away.
Hitting the spot.
Thanks, Sail Away. You guys are the best.
Sail Away.
Doing good things. Doing good things.
So, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, then that comes back to kind of any way of eating, you know?
Well, yeah, exactly. That was what I was going
to
say.
That comes to any way of eating.
Anything. Like, even, like, no matter what. Literally, this applies to every single way of eating that exists right now.
Yes.
You know, even the ones that we don't agree with, or, you know, like, I don't agree with, you don't agree with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, vegan, for example. It's not that I agree or disagree. I'm pretty neutral.
Right.
If you want to do it, fucking do it.
Yeah.
If you don't want to do it, I understand both sides. But a lot of people, they try to go vegan because they think it's healthier.
Correct.
Without doing
correct
research. Now, I'm like 99% like a vegetarian. I don't label myself anything because I experiment with a bunch of shit.
It's fair.
I listen to my body. If I eat a certain way and I feel good,
mm-hmm,
it's good for me.
Yeah.
If I eat a certain way and I feel like shit after, it's probably bad for me. I feel better when I don't eat red meat on a daily basis.
That's fair.
If I'm out and I'm craving a burger, I'm gonna fucking get a
burger. Fucking have a burger.
I'm not a really big fan of steak.
Mm.
I'm very picky. I like
okay
skirt steak.
Mm.
I like thin
oh
steak.
Yeah.
I don't like
skirt
big
steaks,
like thick steak. I was never a fan of it.
Skirt steaks are really fucking good.
Skirt steak, I'll eat every day.
That's the
but
best.
Like I do feel better when I don't eat red meat on a daily basis.
That's,
even good quality grass fed.
That's fair.
But
I mean, really, you probably shouldn't
it's
eat
also, yeah
red meat every single day.
Yeah, especially the way the red meat is in this country.
Yeah.
It's fucked up. So
I mean, I'd probably do
but like eggs, fish, a new lot of salmon, a wild caught salmon, you know,
yes,
pasture raised, cage free eggs,
mm-hmm,
you know, things like that. I mean, and I'm not protein deficient. You know, I'm getting the proper amount of protein from the right sources.
I feel like if I eat too much meat,
yeah,
it fucks my stomach up.
Dude,
big
my,
time.
My, I get like The last time I had red meat, the day after, like that cheap meal I told you about, I went to like after my vacation, I went on Saturday into the city, to this Bubby's, I think it was called.
What was it called?
Bubby's? Maybe? I don't know. It was fucking good. It was a brunch spot.
Nice.
In Chelsea, near across from the High Line.
Okay.
That's where I went to Warby Parker. Because we were just walking. And I brought my glasses with me because they needed to get resized.
I just got mine resized.
That's why I haven't been wearing them. They're falling off my face.
Well, these, like, I feel like every time I go to Warby Parker, I get them adjusted and they fit great. And I leave the store and, like, a day later, it's like, they start falling down on my nose again.
So mine were, like, literally, mine were way too big. Like, I couldn't even wear them because, like, I would look down and they would fall off.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? Warby Parker is not on Long Island. So I
know it sucks.
So I
open a store on Long Island.
Come on, Warby. So I put them in my case. I bring my backpack to the city when I go because I bring all my stuff. I brought a sail away. I brought some, I brought some
as you snacks.
So I went, and I figured we're in Manhattan. We were gonna pass on Warby Parker. So I was like, all right, let me get them resized. Like I've been waiting months to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So sure enough, there was a Warby Parker literally three stores down from this restaurant. So I was like, fuck yeah. Got them resized, and then, so this brunch place, I look at the menu before we go, before I even get on the train, and I see grass-fed, grass-finished burger.
Mm.
That's fucking cool.
Awesome.
So I went, I still made it a cheat meal. I don't like the bread anymore, I don't like the bun, so even on a cheat meal, I don't eat the bun.
Right.
It's just unnecessary, I'd rather just eat the burger. I had the fries, were very good, drink, I had a this gin type drink was called the East Side.
All right.
It was like gin, like elderberry type, I forget what it was called. But it was fucking good. I had the fries, had the burger. Even as grass-fed, grass-finished, like, the rest of the day and the next day, my acid reflux was through the fucking roof.
That sucks.
Because then I thought back and I was like, yeah, it was grass-fed, grass-finished, but what was on the grill when they were cooking it? They spray that shit with fucking oil.
Yep.
Canola or soybean.
Yeah.
The fries, obviously, I knew going in, the fries were
fried.
Fried in soybean
oils.
Or canola. I found out those are the top two that restaurants use.
Yes.
Canola and soybean.
Yeah. Well, they're most cost efficient.
Yeah. So, that's what I'm saying. I can't tell if it was the grass-fed, grass-finished burger, which I doubt. Grass-fed, grass-finished, I mean, they know obviously what they're doing.
It was the French fries.
If they know to say grass-fed, grass-finished. But I'm thinking it was the French
fries. It was the French fries.
And the oil. The oil I've become very sensitive to.
Okay.
That's why I'm even going out now. It's easy. But I do have to be careful with like what is cooked and what.
That makes sense.
You know, but for restaurants' point of view, I mean, what the fuck are you going to spend so much money on a good oil for?
Yeah.
Nobody
gives
a shit.
Well, you just sent me the thing at BJ's.
1 out of 10 people maybe give a shit.
Yes.
For that,
no.
It's not worth it.
No.
Yeah, you're BJ's. Not. Gallons of fucking soybean oil. I'm like, oh my god.
It's healthy.
Is this keto? But yeah, I mean, I feel better not eating red meat every day.
I feel
eating
like
chicken too. Chicken, I get grossed out from actually.
Chicken,
I do that to myself.
Chicken, I'm fine with. But if I eat, so if I go to like a Brazilian steakhouse,
oof,
and I just eat like a lot of meat and a lot of steak, like I'd say 45 minutes after that meal,
yeah,
like my stomach is just fucking like
yeah
destroyed, and I'm like I'm running to the bathroom.
Yeah,
it's like, and I don't get it. It's just like, it's, I guess maybe I've just eaten so much of it now that my stomach's kind of like, maybe you shouldn't eat that much meat anymore.
Yeah,
you know,
well that's what it is too. Your body's way of telling you, your body tells you whether it likes it or doesn't like it.
Yeah, and I'm like, and some now I'm like trying to be a little bit more like conscious of like if there's a meal like that around.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck, I was like, I kind of just keep eating it,
yeah.
And I'm like, fuck, I was like, this is not going to be good for my stomach.
Yeah.
I was like, I know it, but it tastes so good going down, and
just,
yeah, and then before I know it, it's like, yeah, not
yeah
good.
Yeah, I've been playing
many
around.
Close calls,
oh,
many
yeah
close calls,
yeah,
where it's just like, fuck.
And I walked around the city after that, too.
Ooh.
Like, my stomach wasn't fucked up, but like, dude, acid reflux is no joke, that shit's
no
uncomfortable. So
I
was walking, I
get that,
around the city, like, I was trying to enjoy the city, but I was like,
what did I eat the other night that I had that same exact feeling? I woke up the next morning and I was just,
yeah,
like,
the next day was even worse.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I forget what I ate, but it was definitely, I definitely wasn't like feeling
yeah
great the next morning. And
yeah
it was just like, I felt very refluxy, you know, and it's not a good feeling.
I actually felt okay after this last cheat meal.
I felt fucking great.
I felt good after.
Granted, I fasted for like fucking 20 hours.
The day off, I got a little tired.
See, I didn't even get tired.
So I think it might have spiked and dropped my blood sugar a little bit. I didn't crash, but like, I got a little tired. And then the drive home, and then the next day, though, I woke up and I was like,
all
right, cool.
I didn't feel tired at all. Like, that was the thing. Like,
yeah.
On Saturday...
That's good, though.
Saturday night, where did I eat? I don't remember what I ate. But Kelly came home with some homemade chocolate chip cookies that her and Riley made. And I was just like, I'm not going to not eat these fucking cookies. Yeah. I was like, because they're really good. But I was fine.
Yeah.
Like, I ate them, and I was just like, all right, cool.
Cool, yeah.
And, like, I woke up the next day. I didn't feel, like, lethargic or anything. I just... It didn't
best,
affect me.
That's the best.
Yeah. You have a good meal and some good treats.
I've been I've been supplementing in some red wine lately.
Okay.
I found this really good one, actually. It's called Joseph Carr.
Hmm.
I'm a pretty big, like, wine advocate.
I was a big wine drinker.
I don't want to say connoisseur because I don't know that much.
I was a big wine drinker.
Yeah, I still like when I do drink. I do enjoy wine.
Wine is
yeah. So I'm a pretty big wine advocate. So I am familiar with some good wines, and I appreciate a good wine over a shitty wine.
Yeah, 100%.
So
I
usually keep like a bottle in the house once in a while. I go through maybe once a week, maybe twice a week. I'll make the bottle last like 2 days.
Well, that's
so
good.
Twice a week, and I'll have. You
that's
know.
Good.
So I found this good, really good. Like it's a Cabernet Joseph Carr.
Okay.
And Cabernet is cool because it's a little bit drier.
Yes.
So you're really only around. I mean, for a 6 ounce glass, you're really only around 4 grams of carbs.
Yes. Well, I mean, red wine's probably your best bet when you're.
And you do get the resveratrol. You do get the antioxidant.
Right.
You know, it's not as much, but I mean, you're still getting some.
He's a Pinot Noir
wine,
guy.
Pinot Noir is good.
Pinot Noir was
Rioja is my favorite.
Ooh, Rioja.
So when I went to Spain, this Rioja is a Spanish wine.
Yep.
It's from Spain. So I went to Rioja. I went to Spain, and Rioja is all I drank. And back then, a few years ago, this is almost going on 4.5 years, I didn't really know what Rioja was. It was the wine they were serving me.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I was like, fuck, this is good. And when I got back here, I was like, I gotta find that shit. Not everyone has it, but like most places, or some restaurants, when they have it, I always get it.
Absolutely.
Even white wines, though, like the drier, like Chardonnays, you're still low on the carbs.
Yes.
So, you know, you can really enjoy
it. I was never a big white wine drinker.
I have to be like really in the mood.
And if I did, it was.
The red wine is more.
Riesling.
Riesling is nice.
Because Kelly always liked Riesling.
Yeah.
When we
it's a little sweeter.
Yes.
Tasting wise.
Yep.
Red wine's my thing.
Otherwise.
Sometimes I'll go for the white, like the Chardonnay, but I have to be in the mood.
Right,
but even that, you know, I've been enjoying, you know, that, and I've been fine. Like it's still you start the lower carb. Homemade wine's the best, but yeah, if anyone's looking for a good red wine at like 4 grams of carbs a glass, you're at Joseph Carr, Carr.
Like Jimmy Carr.
It's gotta be fancy.
It does. Fancy.
Fancy.
I think that's
from. I believe that's from Napa Valley too.
Mm.
Cali.
I was in Napa area this summer.
I want to go. So I made a goal for myself.
Okay.
I mean, I'm doing like a new year goal, but like I'm just setting my goals now for what I want to accomplish in 2019.
New year, new me.
Yeah. New year, new Peter Mike. So I want to, I have like these goals a lot, like set for, I just want to, just like goals for 2019.
Awesome.
One of them is to go back to Europe.
Okay. It's a good goal.
Right?
It's a very good goal.
So... I want to do that.
Sick.
That's going to be fun.
Sick.
I'm going to document the whole thing.
That'll be fun.
My Aunt Laura said, I had some dessert at the party. I woke up with a terrible headache. Yeah. She actually, too, she lost a fuck ton of weight. She literally just as sensitive as I am. Like, if she even has a little bit like that, like some dessert, like when she says some dessert,
it's like a sugar
she probably had like a cookie.
It's like a sugar hangover.
Yeah. And that's what I get, too. That's why it's like, for the 20 seconds that it tastes good, for me, my personal, it's not,
very true.
It's not worth it.
Well, that was like
I'm not getting a very good like compensation. Like it's just not.
Well, last week, if you guys were watching my Instagram at all, but my job had like 2 straight days of just like fucking treats and bagels and desserts and stuff, and I was just
like,
I was
rainbow cookies. I saw those.
Yeah, I'm like, fuck.
But at the same time, I'm like, I know for a fact that, A, I know where they're from. B, I know that if I eat them, it's probably going to taste good, somewhat good yeah. going down. But the second I swallow, I'm going to be like, this really wasn't worth it. No. I was like, this
and that's
isn't...
the worst, too. Like, I did a carb day a few months ago, and I was at Calma Pizza.
All right.
Dope place right up the block. Underrated. But like, you can go sit down. And
nice.
I got a gluten-free pizza. I was doing a carb day, but I thought I can get my carbs without the hangover, the gluten hangover the next day.
Yeah.
So I said, let me try it. It can't be that bad.
No.
I've had gluten-free pizza before. One of my good friends works at Massa's in Huntington Village.
Yep.
Right near Russian Gold.
Yeah.
Gluten-free pizza, fucking out of this world.
Interesting.
Like, if she didn't tell me it was gluten-free,
you
would
not
have any idea.
There's a really good
like
place.
A thin crust, like, that's how they make their pizza.
Yes.
Dude, this pizza, I ate the whole fucking thing. I was working in the Huntington store. So right. She brought me over one, and I gave her a smoothie. And
little trade.
Yeah.
Little trade.
I ate the whole thing. I was like, wow, that's fucking awesome.
All right.
I didn't feel like shit after or the day after. This one at Calda, not to bash Calda, I love Calda.
Right.
If anyone from Calda's ever watching. If you're from the Levittown, Hicksville, whatever, Long Island area, Calda's a dope spot to go for pizza. But the gluten-free pizza was fucking gross. And that's when I was like, I had my carbs for the week. Like, mm-hmm. When I was strict keto, that was my carb day, and it was super not worth it.
Yeah, it's like...
I was so disappointed because then I had another week to now like, enjoy carbs.
It's really disappointing when you go to have like that indulgence,
yeah.
And you're like... The second you bite into it, you're like, this isn't worth it.
Nope.
This sucks.
Yep.
It's like, it looks good
yeah.
in front of you, and it's very appetizing in front of you, but the second you take that first bite, you're like,
shit,
fuck me.
I messed up.
You're like, not a good move.
I fucked up.
Not a good move, guys.
Hard to find. Yeah.
Most
true.
Gluten-free pizzas are terrible and not worth it. Very true.
Very true.
Very true. There's a good place in the city, Madison Square Park. I don't know if they're there anymore, but... They made a really good gluten-free pizza. Like, I had it, like 8 or 9 years ago.
My favorite pizza when I was over in Europe, but, like, my favorite pizza that I've had so far, New Park in Howard Beach.
Yes.
Dude, just, like...
Yes.
I used to work for this,
yes.
When I was young, I used to work for this window
cleaner. Nothing tops New Park.
We used to clean their windows. We would go around like, you
yeah.
know, one of my, so my friend's dad owned his own window cleaning company, a commercial, and used to go into the city,
mm-hmm.
clean windows. It's fucking easy. And I'm OCD, so I have the cleanest fucking windows ever. And we cleaned their windows at every time we went. It was like a once a week account.
Yep.
So we went, cleaned their windows inside and out, and then they gave us pizza to take on the road every time for lunch.
Dude. Newport pizza is the fucking best.
Like, if I'm going to cheat with pizza again, I'm driving my ass to Howard Beach to get New Park.
We had...
not even kidding.
I think we were going to a wedding. I forget when we had it, but the route was taking us, like, towards, like, Howard Beach area.
Yeah.
And I was just like, Kelly, I was like, we're stopping.
I was like,
we're going to stop to get New Park. And she's never had it before either. And I was just like, we're going to stop to get it. We're going to fucking enjoy it.
Yep.
Got it to go.
Yep.
Get in the car right there. And I'm like, yes. I was like, this is so good.
Yeah. Yeah, New Park's.
Yeah, New Park is legit. But I like a good grandma.
Yeah.
Good grandma slice.
Yep.
But nothing beats a corner Sicilian.
No. That's the best. The corner with a nice hard crust.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I'm fucking hungry now.
Yeah.
Shit. Hey, Helene.
What's up, Helene?
Helene's the one who got engaged this week.
Ah, congratulations.
Congrats, Helene.
And happy birthday. Belated. That's awesome.
Helene, are you walking crooked with that big-ass rock on your finger?
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
What's up, son?
So, yeah. I want fucking pizza now. God damn it.
Yeah, pizza sounds really good. I had, Helene made this, like, beef stew last night in the crock pot with, like,
You know what? That's one of my favorite things.
With beef, I think... I don't know if she used like some stock, but there was beef, carrots, onions, mushrooms, and garlic, I think she said. Threw it on top of a salad today.
Ooh,
when I
yeah.
got home, when I got home.
Cold.
It was like a quick like
nice
meal.
Gosh.
I just like fucking threw it in the salad, cut up the steak or the beef, whatever it was, and threw a little olive oil on top, some
Himalayan pink salt.
Yeah. I started carrying a little
thing of pink salt.
Thing of Himalayan pink salt in my bag with me everywhere I go.
I don't know, I
feel no like shame. It. No shame.
It's weird.
But yeah, it's definitely it's weird. Weird. It's fucking weird.
You should dye it blue for Halloween.
That's a good idea.
So it could be like
I have some
crystal blue.
I have some
Breaking Bad.
Weird ideas for this Halloween. I get weird with Halloween. It's one of my favorite holidays.
Halloween's pretty dope.
I get a little weird with Halloween, like in a fun way, so that's gonna be cool.
Your hand feels weighted. Hey, yeah. I don't doubt it.
He did a good job. Fucking thing is beautiful.
Job well done, guy.
That's right.
Job well done.
So yeah, I mean,
I have an announcement to make next week, everyone, just so you know.
Ooh. Announcement to make next week. We also have a dope guest on next week, don't we?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
15th.
That's right. Well, that's going to be episode 30.
That is going to be episode 30. It's
going to
be a good...
I wanted to do something special for episode 30.
It's going
to
be
a
good...
She's an awesome guest to have on for episode 30.
Yep.
That's a fun... That works out.
I realized that when I was typing in the shit today. I'm like, ooh. I was like...
That's perfect.
She's going to be episode 30.
That's a good guest to have for episode 30. So we have a big announcement on next week. I already know what it is.
Ha.
And episode 30, we're going to have
a really dope guest. Two episodes back to back. Awesome fucking news for both.
Episode fucking 30 already.
I know.
Wow.
When did we start this? In March?
That would make sense.
February?
I think February, March.
I forget.
I'm thinking. Hit me the other day. I was like, wow, episode 30 is going to be soon.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I know we took off a couple weeks, like here and there.
Yeah, yeah. It
so it soon. Hasn't been like 28 straight weeks.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, it's like we filmed like half a year worth of podcasts.
Yeah.
So it's like 6 months. Wow. It's like 6 months worth of podcasts. What is it?
And just think.
October?
Joe Rogan is at
April.
1,150 podcasts.
Yeah. We're getting there. We're getting there. We'll see you, Joe.
Fucking guy.
Yeah. And he does like
his last
3 hour podcasts.
Oh, yeah. He also does the mic. A couple times a week.
Yes.
His last couple
and he
podcasts
does
have been
like two in a day.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he can.
Well, yeah. We'll be able to do that soon too.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, I think his last three episodes were very good.
The last one I'm finishing it with D'Agostino.
Yeah, I listened to that one in the car ride to Jersey, so I was like, all right, cool.
We were gonna try and do a vegan meat thing tonight,
yeah.
But we couldn't get a vegan guest on.
We want to have a vegan guest on.
So if anybody knows any vegans that is in this area,
yeah,
that wants to...
I had a really cool vegan guest. She's awesome. She's very introverted and shy in front of the camera. So as much as a disappointment as that was, I do understand.
Completely understand.
I do understand. But she...
Eileen,
she...
is that us? Your favorite podcast? I don't blame you. Thank you.
I don't blame you either. Good stuff.
Appreciate it.
But yeah. He had one of my favorite people on 3 episodes ago.
Who?
Vinny Paz. Box Cutter Pazzy. Is what he put. He's a rapper.
Okay.
But this guy's fucking awesome.
Is he the knife maker?
What?
He make knives?
No.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
So, I've actually been listening to this guy since high school.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, he's always underground. He'll never be on Hot 97 or... On purpose, though. Not
yeah.
because he's not good enough. He just doesn't want to. So his name is Vinny Paz. And he's a rapper. He's Italian.
Okay.
He's like hood as fuck. He's from Philly.
Sick. Well, if he's from Philly, he's got
yeah,
some street
like from, he's like an Italian from Philly. Like, fucking hood. But he's like... He like makes fun of himself. Like, oh yeah, I'm fucking dumb. This dude's smart as shit. But he raps about... Like, conspiracy shit.
Interesting.
Like, shit that makes sense, though.
That's interesting.
He's not, like, a conspiracy theorist, like, everyone's out to fucking get you.
Right.
Like, he raps about shit that makes sense.
Okay.
Like, how the government, like, puts shit in our water, and this and that. I don't agree with every single thing, because I like to see, I'm a science person. I like
yes.
to see, I need to see facts before I believe shit. But most of it makes sense. Like, he raps about really cool, like, real-life shit.
Okay.
Like not about how many bitches he's getting and how much money he has and how much fucking jewelry.
All them hoes.
And like, even like in his videos on the podcast, he wears pants, sneakers, and a fucking hoodie. That's it.
Okay.
He doesn't wear fucking chains and shit. Like, he's like all tattooed, like his hands and stuff. He's all, But, like, respect he's, it. Like, he, like, I don't know, man. He's just, if you're into, like, stuff like that, like, mm-hmm. even if you're not into stuff like that, like, Vinny Paz, like, you go look him up.
I'll check it out.
He's just, like, and it's, like, he's a really
cool. I like
cool,
some good new music.
He's a really cool, it's a really cool, like, new type of, like, rap to listen to. All
right.
Because, like, I enjoy rap. Like, I respect it.
Correct.
But, like, rapping about, like, real shit.
All right.
Like, I don't care, like, how much money you have or, like, how many girls you get at once. Like,
that's fair.
I don't fucking care. Like, nobody gives a shit. Like, it's just, but like, it's like, it's like catchy music that's really wild.
It's hard to listen to rap now.
It's mumble
just because
music.
Most of
that's
it sucks.
That's what they were talking about. It's called mumble rap.
Most of it sucks.
Yeah, it's mumble rap.
There's
like this dude with the fucking 69 tattooed on his face.
Fucking
I'm like,
Tech 9.
Bro, with the fucking, yeah, with like the colorful hair. I'm like, bro, yeah. What the fuck? How is this motherfucker famous and we're not?
Yeah.
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 But like, what the fuck does he do is my point. Like, what talent does he have?
Well, there was a,
he didn't actually even rap. He's just in the fucking song, like, talking, like, saying shit.
There's a, so I listened to this, on Spotify. There's a, under, like, focus section called Mellow Beats, or, like, Lo-Fi Beats. Right. And there's one of the beats that, really dope beat, but at the end, Snoop Dogg's on it. I guess they're in the studio and he's right. And they're like talking and stuff and he's like, yeah, this motherfucker tried to get me on here and he was like, all these motherfuckers are just like da 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 da, and he was like he was trying to get me to do that and Snoop's he's like no. He's like, I don't do that.
That's why
he's like you gotta get that shit out of here. He's like, no.
He's
like
real rap. I'm not even really, I hate to say this, but I'm not really a fan of Snoop Dogg's rap.
That's fair.
I respect him because he's an artist.
I dig Snoop.
He's an artist. He knows how to, like, he knows how to rap.
Correct.
Like, even him, like, he doesn't rap about stupid shit.
Right.
Like, even though I'm not a fan of his particular style, I respect the shit out of him because
right.
He's a sick artist and he's been around for a long time. Like, that dude knows the game. Like, even Drake.
All right.
I like Drake. I'm a fan of Drake.
Drake.
Some of his songs I think are fucking stupid, but like the songs that I do like are cool. Like
there's
he
like
sometimes does
three
rap
Drake
rap
songs
cool
that
shit.
Like.
You know, like that's why I bump it like
yeah.
In the morning. Like,
that's fair.
You know, like
there's like three Drake songs I like.
Yeah, some of his stuff is fucking.
I don't
dumb.
Get. I don't like Drake.
Some of his stuff's cool, but some of it's just.
I just can't get into Drake. I can't like. I don't know. I'm like I listen to just like '90s hip hop.
Yeah.
Like that's where. It was
I like
all,
N.W.A.
Oh, yeah. You can't fuck with them.
Dude.
They're sick. The fucking originals.
Sick.
The best. I fuck with N.W.A.
Same.
They were shit, man. You ever see Straight Outta Compton?
Hell yeah.
It's a really,
oh, my God.
It's a really good fucking movie.
That was a good movie.
Really good movie.
You guys have any questions?
Yeah. We're just ranting about rap now.
These allergies are fucking me up.
Yeah, that sucks. Jeez. It's what's up with the allergies now?
So I have allergies all year round.
Yeah.
All year round I have allergies. When the seasons are changing, they kick up to like
100.
Yeah.
Start from the bottom, now you're here.
Nice. 0 to 100.
Yep. Real quick.
I'm still a huge fan of Prince. Prince is good.
Never got into Prince.
Prince is good from what I know.
Never got into
it
Prince.
It always reminds me of that episode of New Girl. You ever watch New Girl?
No.
They meet Prince.
Okay.
And it's just like this whole episode is like them like freaking the fuck out because they met Prince.
Well, I'll never forget the Chappelle Prince episode.
Yeah.
That was one, yeah.
Prince too, man. He's a fucking...
Never got into Prince.
I was never into him either, but he's a fucking...
Also, while we're on the music thing, unpopular opinion, and anybody that knows me well enough knows probably what I'm about to say, three people who I highly dislike... Borderline hate.
Okay.
And are completely overrated. Anybody that listens to this knows exactly the three people that I'm going to say. Number one, Billy Joel.
Don't like him.
Not a fan.
Don't like him.
Not a fan.
No.
Yeah, I'm from Long Island and I don't like Billy Joel. Overrated. Not a fan.
No.
Number two, Bruce Springsteen.
I never got into
him. The boss can go fuck off. Okay. All you do is rant about fucking Jersey. I'm sorry that you guys are from Jersey, so whatever.
He doesn't like Jersey?
No, I'm saying your cousins are from Jersey.
No, I'm saying Bruce...
Well, he's from Jersey.
Oh, is he? Okay,
that's
okay.
All his fucking songs are about. He's like, yeah, I'm going down to the Jersey Shore in my Cadillac. Yeah, not a fan of Bruce
at
all.
I never had it.
Really, like, if I listen to it and somebody has it on, I'm like, nope. I'm like, do not like Bruce Springsteen.
Okay.
And number three, Dave Matthews Band. They can fuck right off.
Oh, my family loves them.
Sorry, guys.
My aunt, my cousin, my uncle, they fucking are obsessed with them.
Sorry, guys. Maybe earmuffs this.
Yeah.
Dave Matthews can
fuck
right off.
Yeah.
And it's funny is that, like, I enjoy Jack Johnson, and I enjoy, the chill, like, beach music, and, like, Jack Johnson and that, and, like, I know Dave Matthews kind of, like,
is in that,
in, like, that kind of, like,
I don't get into
that genre in a way,
so
but, like,
can't even say.
But Dave Matthews can fuck right off.
Yeah, my family's obsessed with them.
Yeah, not a fan at all. Sorry.
Going there.
So my three least favorite people that I will never listen to is Billy Joel, Bruce Springsteen, and Dave Matthews Band.
All right.
Those three, if they come on the radio, I will immediately turn them off.
Okay.
Because there's times when, like I enjoy, like, the Lumineers and stuff. And, like, there's a station that I listen to that, like, because me and Kelly don't listen to, like, the same music.
Yeah.
Because I listen to, like, fucking heavy metal and hardcore and screaming music. And so the only thing we can agree on is, like, the Lumineers.
Okay.
Like, we're big fans of them. Really dope concert, by the way.
Yeah.
But once in a while, Dave Matthews will come on, and, like, I'll be driving, and, like, I'm not paying attention at all. And, like, I'll, like, all of a sudden hear his voice, and I'm like, skip. I'm like, nope, get this off. This shit's not happening.
Yeah, a lot of people don't relate to my music. When I have, like, a friend in the car or something, I usually go, what would you like to listen to?
Oh, I kind of just throw on music, and I'm like, what's something that, like,
yeah,
is like a fan?
It's
a general music.
Yeah.
You know?
Even at work, I can, like, open the store, and I always get to work a half hour early, so I can, like, have my coffee, I can, like, get things ready.
Yeah.
And I blast fucking my favorite music. Affliction, Beartooth,
yeah.
I fucking blast them. And, like, I obviously can't put Amity Affliction on, like, fucking what people are there. So
sorry, Aunt Laura.
Most people don't like that stuff.
No,
but that's why. Like,
it's an acquired taste.
When I'm at, like, when we were at Warped Tour, bro, like all the other bands were dope, but, like, when Amity Affliction came on, I lost my fucking mind, and I never get like that.
Who's I watching?
Like, I had Mike.
I watched Spill Canvas.
I was like, this was a video, and I was just, like, singing every word. I'm fucking, like, headbanging. Like, I just get so into it.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm like,
who played the same time that Mayday Parade?
Mayday Parade.
They played the same time as Amity Affliction.
Are they good?
Yeah.
Mayday Parade's cool.
They were really, really good. Because I saw them.
That was a good event.
At one of my first Warped Tours that I went to.
Okay.
And they were fucking really, really good. No, maybe it was later on. Because they didn't play until when it was at the Coliseum.
Okay.
My first ever Warped Tour was at fucking Randall's Island.
Randall's Island, yeah.
Oh my god.
My first was at the Coliseum.
When they moved it from Randall's Island, it was like, it was a completely different show.
Yeah.
Because it was like, the last time we went to Randall's Island, obviously we're like ranting now, and we're in an hour, but the last time we went, I think it was, I don't know, there were so many good bands, like Story of the Year played. And I think Yellow Card closed out one night.
Okay.
And it was like, it was so dry that, like, it was just a dirt field.
Yeah.
And, like, everyone, like, moshing and, like just, like, enjoying the music. And it
got
so dusty. And, like, it was just so much fun compared to just, like, I can't knock how it was, like, you know, going to the Coliseum or Jones Beach.
Yeah.
But, like, the atmosphere at Randall's Island was just, like,
yeah.
There was nothing like it.
I can see that.
It was a really, really, really good time.
Yeah.
But what are you gonna do?
Yeah.
Shit changes.
Over now.
And now Warped Tour's over. So
over for good.
Now I'm old as fuck.
Alright, guys. Last chance for questions.
Yeah, you guys got any questions before we close out tonight?
Our topic really wasn't as in depth as we thought it was gonna be.
Yeah.
It was pretty simple and self explanatory as far as, like, losing weight and eating healthy. I think we got our topic done in like a couple minutes.
I think we
I thought in my head it was going to be more elaborate, but it really was, it's simple enough to where we can get the point across.
Yeah. And then we just had, you know,
intelligent
rambling.
Last chance for questions for
anyone guys
watching live. If you're not watching live, obviously you can catch us on iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube, Google Play, and this does stay on the Facebook page, so you can always watch on replay and ask questions then. We've both been having people message us, I think.
Yeah.
You know, asking questions and
It's been so far so good, guys.
Yeah.
And
if you guys are either listening live or not live, I have my ebook.
That's right.
And I'm literally selling it for $10 just because I don't give a shit and I want to help people.
There you go.
So I dropped it down for the rest of the month of October.
Sick.
$10.
Sick.
It's a 22-page keto weight loss health Kickstarter ebook. 22 pages, literally everything you need, and you're much better off than Googling it because
you're getting the information from Mike.
Yeah. As we all know, 99.99999% of what's on Google is bullshit.
Very true. Very true.
So yeah.
And don't forget,
it goes through email, so you can get it no matter what part of the country you're in.
And don't forget, if you're listening to us on iTunes or YouTube, subscribe to us and give us those 5 stars because we highly appreciate it. And it helps us grow. And the more we grow, the better we get.
The better we can do for you.
Yeah.
And if you do go on YouTube, subscribe, and turn on notifications, which is important, and go on iTunes, subscribe, and rate us 5 stars, you send either of us screenshots of that.
Get that book for free.
And you get the book for free.
Look at that.
And you're helping us grow.
It's fucking...
For you.
It's winning.
It's a win-win.
It's a win-win. And don't forget... Podcast sponsored by SailAway.
Yes.
Use the code KETOMM. Get 10% off your order at SailAwayCoffee.com. Tonic CBD.
Yes.
Always get your CBD from Tonic because they put out legit,
quality
really quality products. It's THC free for anybody that is worried about getting drug tested at all.
Yeah.
CBD will not do that.
Yeah.
It's non-psychoactive.
Yes.
And it'll make you feel so much better.
I can't go a day without it.
No,
I mean, I just don't want to.
Yeah. Well, it's fucking, it makes me feel great.
Yeah. Awesome.
And don't forget, no matter what apparel.
No matter what apparel.
Mike's rocking his shirt, his highly caffeinated shirt.
Highly caffeinated.
And
shout out.
They're one of our newest family members of the Mondays with Mike and Marty podcast.
They are.
And go buy a t-shirt on Teespring.
Teespring.
It's in the notes.
Represent.
While you're listening to this right now. Just go back to the notes and click on that link and then buy a t-shirt rep the podcast.
Rep.
On that note, guys, I think we're done.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching.
And rate us. Subscribe. And next week, big announcement.
Big announcement next
big,
week.
Big announcement.
Back with another super fun topic and a big announcement.
Yep.
So that's going to be fun.
So we'll see you guys next week.
See you guys next week.
Adios.
Peace.